You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump's very first budget is getting an icy reception on Capitol Hill from both sides of the aisle. With us now, Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Southwest Michigan. Welcome. What is your take on President Trump's budget?
Well, I got to say, it's really not very realistic. I was disappointed when it came out. They know, and I know the governor weighed in. I know our whole delegation weighed in, not only from Michigan, but around the Great Lakes, to make sure that the Great Lakes initiative, not a heck of a lot of money relative to the, in the scheme of things, but, you know, it's so important that we have that $300 million for clean water, for fighting the Asian carp, other invasive species. I mean, we've made wonderful progress, and to eliminate this program, it's just not a starter. You know, the other big issue that I've focused on is health research for the National Institutes of Health, the NIH. Of course, it was our bipartisan bill that President Obama signed that really led the charge to see a $45 billion increase over 10 years above the baseline for the NIH. This budget that came up cuts it by $5 billion. That's just not acceptable. And if, you know, if you want us to ultimately get to a 3% growth rate, and I think everybody does, you have to invest in the future. And what happened over the last number of years is that, particularly on the medical research side, we were not seeing innovative new products to find the cures for all these diseases done here in this country. By a 50% margin, that investment went overseas, Singapore, China, Australia, Ireland, Israel. And one of the things that we did with our cures legislation is we said we got to expedite the approval of drugs and devices here. And I got to tell you, you know, as I was at Michigan and Michigan State and, you know, other Western Michigan med school, great promising research is being done. And this investment is not only saves lives and saves money. You know, Medicare is going to spend $1 trillion on Alzheimer's by the year 2050. Anything less than that we spend is a savings. But to cut back dramatically things like the NIH means you're not investing in the future, and that's not a good thing. So this budget, by almost every standard, is a non-starter. And this is Republicans and Democrats saying it.
And we also hear concern on both sides of the aisle regarding the cuts in safety net programs. I mean, the very voters that put President Trump in the White House, people living often paycheck to paycheck, are really going to get hurt by these. What did you think as you saw the scope of that?
Well, that's true. But you also have to remember that unlike what happens here in Michigan with the state budget, this budget is only a request. It actually never does get to the president's desk for either a signature or a veto. It's just a recommendation. And because the many in the Trump team, including the cabinet, you know, here it is, almost June. This budget is months later than it normally comes up. It's really, I don't think, going to be relevant in the process as we embark on getting spending priorities for fiscal year 18, which starts October 1st.
And we know this budget relies on the idea that our nation's economy will grow at this annual rate of at least 3%. As you say, that's desirable, but that's almost double the country's 1.6% growth in 2016. And we haven't seen a pace like that in some two decades. I'm wondering, in your view, how much should a budget rely on projected economic growth to make it all work?
Well, this is what you call the rosy scenario. 3% growth, we all want it. And frankly, we have to have it as we work on getting the $20 trillion national debt, you know, down and ultimately a balanced budget. You have to rely on growth. You know, in all expectations, no one's expecting to see this in the next year or two. But you've got to lay the framework so that ultimately you can get there. And that's why tax reform on a bipartisan basis is so important, and that signal has to be sent really in the next couple of weeks, particularly to the business community and others across the country, that we are going to compete. We are going to compete with the rest of the world. And one of those things means that we're not going to have the highest corporate tax rate that there is in the world.
What economic growth number would you support?
I'd like 3%, 4%, 5%, but you got to invest in the future to be able to get to that number. 3% sounds pretty good right now, since it's only about 1.5%. But ultimately, I'd like to do better than that. But I know in the short term, we probably can't get there.
Will you wait for a score from the Congressional Budget Office before voting on that final budget?
The Budget Committee hasn't even started. But yeah, the CBO will score whatever the Budget Committee does. But they've really not even, I'm not on the Budget Committee, they've had a couple of discussions. I don't know that they've had a formal hearing yet. That won't start for a few more weeks.
Voters in Michigan helped to put Donald Trump in the White House. Overall, how do you feel that they've been treated by this first budget of his?
Well, a couple things. You know, we all want a balanced budget. We all want to pay down the debt to get there. We know that, the budget, it's thousands of items. There is never a time that we can't find a thing or two that we object to. But for us in Michigan, it just wasn't very good as it relates to the Great Lakes, which we all care about. We really do. I mean, people that don't even live on the Great Lakes know the importance of what this is for our region. And, as you look at, particularly some of the what you call the social safety net programs, those programs for the most vulnerable, whether it be working families trying to make sure that they have insurance, health insurance for their kids, roads and bridges, all those different things. Those are priorities that we as a Congress need to work on and on a bipartisan basis. And this budget proposal, as it came out, really doesn't help us get to where we're going to finish very much.
St. Joseph Republican Congressman Fred Upton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You bet.